Well, have you ever wondered what you would need to do if you were released from prison? You need to find secure housing, get a job, even just getting a phone would be complicated, possibly very difficult for some. Earlier in 2025, we spoke with Eleni Salakis about her work helping former inmates in this space. In Tasmania, where the reoffending rate remains stubbornly high, Brendan Sullivan works with men who have been incarcerated to help them reconnect with communities. Welcome to Changing Australia, Brendan.
Thank you, Mel.
So, Brendan, when you meet with men who are preparing to come out of prison, what's on their minds? So what do they tell you?
Well, mayhem, really. Confusion. What happens now? Where do I go? How do I readjust? Who's going to accept me? Whose toes have I treaded on? I mean, it's an extremely difficult part of someone's life that's reoffended. Just the, it's leading to a pretty traumatic time for them.
So even the prospect of having a little more freedom again can be a traumatic process. I guess that comes down to a lot of the complicated circumstances that many of these men must have come from in the first place.
Look, it's very complex, depending on the crime, depending on how long you've been in prison, whether you've been institutionalised by that process or not. But it's an extremely hard process to get your head around about what is life for me outside of this place? How am I going to survive?
So you have a peer support program within the prison and then work with the men for some time once they're out. So what does that look like for someone? Can you tell me what process you're trying to help them go through?
Yeah, there's two programs. There's a peer support program that we run in the Tasmanian prison. So that's bringing together men from a couple of the different prison environments over here, and we train the guys up to provide peer-to-peer support. These guys provide a role of supporting other inmates with their mental health issues. We do a lot of advocacy to support the guys that are struggling to get their own personal needs met, and this operates throughout the 12-month process, and we're getting a lot of success with assisting the prison community to be more harmonious. We're bringing about a lot of support for mental health.
Does that peer-to-peer support, is that an easier way to help people in this scenario rather than having an external person or a psychologist or other aid supporter from outside of the prison system? Is there something about it being peer-to-peer that makes it more effective?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a matter of connection. So, prisoners will perhaps be more supportive of each other's, more understanding of their own environment because it's a lived environment that they share. So that's the peer support work that we do. We also run a program called Building Pathways, which is getting prisoners referred to us 4 to 6 months before they come out of prison, where we come in, we work, we build a relationship, we identify some goals. What's got to change in your life? How are you going to heal some of these issues that you've had? Where do you go when you get out of this place? So we work with the guys to build a new foundation for their lives. And at the end of the day, not that it was designed this way, but a lot of it's around helping these guys to develop communication skills. You know, how do I have a better conversation? How do I get my needs met?
Oh, that's really interesting. So that's something that is a barrier when people leave and head out on parole or they've finished their term. It's having the conversations to identify the help they need that can be the issue?
Yep, look, someone coming out of prison, regardless of what they've done, there's probably a load of shame, there's a lot of guilt, there's a lot of mental health issues that are affecting them. And people in this environment, I have found, have really struggled to get their own needs met, to communicate what's happening for them, to help build the foundations of a good, healthy relationship.
You're listening to Changing Australia on Radio National Breakfast. My guest today is Brendan Sullivan, who's working with incarcerated men in the lead up to their release and afterwards. Brendan, you're not a psychologist or a social worker, but you're a former executive coach. How did you go from being an executive coach to working in the prison, well, to working with prisoners in this field?
Well, one of the outcomes of COVID. Before COVID came along, I had a bunch of clients that were mainly situated on the mainland Australia. But with COVID, it was very difficult to get on a plane. It was very difficult to get into other states to continue the work that I was doing. So I thought, well, what does Brendan Sullivan do? And I decided to reinvent myself. I've had a passion of working with men and men's wellbeing for about 35 years. And I decided, well, there's an opportunity here to do something in my own backyard. So I got together with some mates. We're in an organisation called Men's Resources Tasmania. We've been working towards getting funding to work, have a greater footprint in the men's health space for some years. We were struggling to do that. So we thought, well, we've got an opportunity here. Let's, instead of sitting back on our laurels and complaining that we're not getting funded from the government to do this work, let's just get off our bums and actually have a crack and design something.
It's amazing how much COVID has changed people's lives, and this is quite a big change for yours. All of the unexpected outcomes from COVID, this one probably wasn't an anticipated one. But now that you've had this shift and you've had the program in place, can you give us a sense of what sort of outcomes you're seeing? Because we know that recidivism rates around the country are pretty high, and I gather they're particularly high in Tasmania. Are you able to quantify the sort of impact that programs like yours have had?
So our program is a coaching program with a little bit of a sprinkling of mentoring thrown into it. And the difference I think we're making is that we're building relationship and we're working with these guys around looking to empower them, looking to change, help them change their own life, come up with their own solutions. What we're not doing is telling them. We're not giving them advice and we're not saying you can't do this and you can't do that. So it's a very powerful tool to work with an individual around looking at maybe the cause and effect of what they're doing and looking at what opportunities that they can bring into their life to make things different. So we're not bringing guys into like a classroom environment in group numbers anywhere between 6 to 20 people. We're actually working individually. So it's working side by side, walking that journey with them. So we start the relationship 4 to 6 months before they come out, and then we support them weekly initially, fortnightly, but we're there for them for between 6 and 12 months outside to give them that steady restart to their life, kickstarting their life.
Look, we know that many of the men you work with are on family violence orders. That certainly adds to what is already complex circumstances, as you've described. So how do you manage people reintegrating into and making connections with their communities when you have things like family violence orders in place?
Well, that's incredibly difficult. Yeah, we find that that in fact most people in prison have had a family violence order. And the whole violence issue is a major issue for us as an organisation. It's like men, it appears to be the source of enormous harm in the community. It's either internal harm with a range of mental health issues that men are facing leading up to suicides. Of course, as we know, 80% of suicides are completed by men. It's a terrible figure. But then, of course, it's the out harm, it's the outwards, it's the harm that few, not many, but a few men that are doing in our community that are making it really hard for the rest of masculinity. So guys coming out of prison, of course, are faced with that dilemma. So it's a matter of assisting, working with them around their behaviours, around what needs to change again. What's going to be the consequence if you're unable to do that? So it's coming up with different paradigms, different narratives, but giving them the confidence that they are able to change slowly but surely.
It certainly sounds like that dedicated support and ongoing support has been so crucial. I guess that's the benefit of what you've been able to build. Brendan Sullivan, thank you so much for taking me through the work you've been doing changing Australia.
Thank you, Mel.
Brendan Sullivan is the Building Pathways Manager at Men's Resources Tasmania. It's been great to have him on Changing Australia.